Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start. Because where you start matters.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
And welcome back to the program. Wes is out in Greer, wants to talk about DEI in the military. Wes, I hope you're having a lovely evening.
I hope you're doing good.
Yes, sir.
Listen, this has been going on for 25 years, okay? I'm 55. A good friend of mine joined up right out of high school, okay?
Right.
He goes in, and he's just an enlisted man. He excels. Okay, he's ahead of his class. He's up there. He goes to, I think it was Vincenzi, Italy. He wants to fly helicopters, okay? So they tell him, they say, look, you know, you're an enlisted guy. You know, this is going to be tough for you. You know, you're going to have to really get up there. So he does it. He dedicates himself to it. He's even doing training in Huey copters, you know, Vietnam.
Right, right.
So they're training him in that. He goes through it for months and months and months and does very well. I stay in contact with him, and I say, buddy, you know, how's it going? He's like, man, you won't believe this. And I just cut to the chase. The man teaching the class said, Ward, you're white, and unless you're going to score in the top 2%, you're not going to get the job.
Wow.
And I scratched my head even back then and said to him, are you telling me in a war, in a life and death struggle, that the United States military would pick somebody other with any criteria other than who can fly this thing the best?
Yeah.
I don't care what color you are.
You're right.
I don't. But they told him that straight to his face. Straight to his face. Now, to give him credit, he went on and had a stellar military career. He parachuted into the Afghan airport, okay? The night that we opened up the war in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
He went in there with, you know, another platoon of people and took that airport. And that was the number one target to secure that airport. And he went and did that. He's had a stellar career in there. But I'll tell you another thing for another day, Charles. He got out. He gets a phone call from BlackRock. And the things he's got to say about BlackRock and the things that he witnessed going on over there, he's a patriot like me and you are.
Yeah.
Okay? But some of the stuff he talked about, he witnessed out of this company, the unlimited funds, the weapons.
Sure.
And this is a career military man telling me that he saw things over there that he did not even think existed. Okay?
Yeah.
And he walked out of there, and he just told me point blank, I don't know what we're doing over there. I don't have a clue. He said, we provide security for contractors. And he told me, he said, man, we are laying fiber optic cables out in the middle of the desert.
Yeah.
He said, in between poppy fields that we protect for the Taliban.
Right.
Okay? I mean, I love our country. I love America. I love Trump, what he's doing. But this is so deep that we are just beginning to break the surface.
You are right
so
about
don't,
that.
Don't forget that both the guys that shot at Trump both had BlackRock ties.
Yeah,
both of them.
We do remember that. I appreciate it, Wes. Thank you very much. Trump actually talked about DEI today.
Mr. President, there is warnings or messages that government websites will be shut down this evening to scrub them of DEI content. Can you confirm if that's accurate?
Shut down?
Government websites, will be shut down this evening to scrub them of DEI content. Can you confirm whether that's accurate and if there are any concerns?
I don't know. It doesn't sound like a bad idea to me. DEI would have ruined our country, and now it's dead. I think DEI is dead. So if they want to scrub the websites, that's okay with me. But I can't tell you. I guess probably certain people handle it certain ways. But I'll tell you who's very happy about it. The military. The real leaders, the real generals in the military, they're very happy about it. Doug is very happy about it. He's got a big, big group of people that are going to be working for him, really starting right now. He just got signed up, and they're very happy about it. He had a lot of DEI. Everybody did, but he has not been a fan. It was really hurting our country badly. It's costing a lot of money, too. Did you see the kind of money we're talking about? Hundreds of millions of dollars for nonsense.
Yeah, and it was nonsense. In fact, just as a little aside here, they were doing some work on the White House website. And if you went to whitehouse.gov/Kamala Harris, all right, have you ever been to a website and the page wasn't there? So it put up that 404 message. You know, 404, this page is not available. Well, if you went to whitehouse.gov/Kamala Harris, it came up. And I just think this is priceless. It came up 404. This page is now unburdened by what has been. And I got the biggest chuckle out of that. So, but good. We need to be scrubbing all the DEI BS from the government websites because it has hurt our country. And when you go back and you look at that plane crash that happened in Washington, D.C., Pete Buttigieg, it was all about, you know, the guy that chest feeds. The guy that took 6 weeks off and nobody even knew he was gone because he went on palm maternity leave. Because he and his husband adopted a child, or maybe two. I thought it was two. Anyway, had to take some time off to chest feed the child with artificial breasts and all of that ridiculousness. We all know that Pete Buttigieg is all about DEI. The FAA, the inspector general over the FAA, issued a report back in June of 2023, and it found 77% of critical facilities were staffed below threshold. Now, why was that? Because the DEI hires. They were looking for people that were more diverse, not the people that were the best for the job. They were just scrounging to find somebody diverse enough to fulfill those roles. The inspector general also found that the FAA lacked a plan of addressing staffing challenges, posing a risk to continuity of air traffic operations. They also said that the FAA cannot ensure it will successfully train enough controllers in the short term. DEI is deadly. And we're finding that out. And unfortunately, I think we're going to find out even more in the future. We'll be right back. It's the Charlie James Show, News Talk 98.9 WRD, the voice of the Carolinas. All right, we got to
kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Odyssey celebrates President's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knix Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Couple of people on the PhD Weight Loss Talk Line, but before we get to you guys, we're going to give you an update on this South Carolina Circuit Court nominee, Chris Spradley, and all of these allegations that came out with him. Now, remember, the folks on the Judicial Merit Selection Commission, whose job it was to go in and vet some of these judicial nominees, they said they were too busy. They were too busy to do it. And there were a series of allegations: witness tampering, witness intimidation, something to do with being in the clerk of court's office after hours because he had a key, which is a big no-no. Well, now we just found out that Chris Spradley, his nomination has been withdrawn, ladies and gentlemen, and that is certainly good news coming out of Columbia. Now let's go to Joseph in Greer and talk about immigration. How you doing, Joseph?
Hey, two quick points. How you doing?
I'm great. What's up, man?
We had a caller a while back who said that illegals come to this country to escape their country's bad leadership and persecution. No, they don't. They come here to get freebies. We all know that. Number two, they're not going to let North Carolinians rebuild their homes because of this a flood zone.
Yeah.
And I propose that we don't let anybody in L.A. rebuild because it's a fire zone. How's that sound?
Have you heard what they're doing in L.A.?
No.
Oh, well, you need to hold on. I'll get to that story in just a minute, Joseph. I appreciate it. Let me just make myself a note to remind you guys of what they're doing in Los Angeles as far as rebuilding is concerned. This is going to blow your mind. Let's go to Joseph in Spartanburg. Joseph, well, hold on. There we go. Welcome. Welcome, Joseph.
DEI, I wanted to say, we talk about the DEI on the federal level. I think most of us are confident Trump's going to clean house. And as a matter of fact, we're anxiously awaiting for him to deal with all the corruption that was prior to him that nobody, including in our own RINO side, that nobody wants to bring up because he's got his hands full with all the work he's trying to get his delegate, you know, those appointed to positions, which is crazy to watch how much stalling from our senators and others that are playing that game. But on the state and local level here, most people don't realize how much DEI is on every level of government here for all the vital positions that protect you every day in every 911 situation, you name it. And yet very few talk about it. And we got so much corruption on our state government level. We really want to know, both for North and South Carolina, how we're going to get, if Trump's doing the federal level, how are we going to push and get this out of the state level to just begin 101 with that, not excluding the DEI portion that we all have to deal with, which is, we all know, is nothing more than just discrimination.
That's all it is.
It's sad to say.
Yeah, you're right about that, Joseph. And that's the thing, though. I mean, how many people in Columbia do you hear talking about DEI and doing away with DEI? I mean, didn't we try to get rid of DEI at all of our state colleges and institutions? How was that received in Columbia? They're not serious about that. In fact, they're okay with it. That's pretty mind-boggling. It really is. Well, let's get back to the first caller talking about immigration, because President Trump is, I mean, they are doing, let me see if I got an update here real quick on the, let's see. No, wait a minute. Hold on. I got a better idea. Here we go. We'll go with that one. Let's see if we got an update from the Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Let's see, 913 arrests yesterday between 12 a.m. and 11:59 p.m. 913 arrests, 763 detainers were lodged. The day before, 962. The goal is right now about 1,000. President Trump wants them to up that to almost 2,000 a day, and that's a good number to get. Because you see, we're not the only country that is dealing with immigration or criminal immigrants. Sweden. It boggles my mind that you have not heard about this story. So, Will, just give me a thumbs up or thumbs down. Have you heard about the bombings in Sweden? No, you have not. You've not heard about them. In Stockholm, Sweden, they have had 31 bomb attacks. 31. Every single one of these bomb attacks is being attributed to an illegal criminal alien, or I won't even say that. But let's just say every one of these bomb attacks in Stockholm, Sweden has been attributed to an alien, an immigrant. Immigrant. 30 bomb attacks. In fact, it's gotten so bad in Stockholm, Sweden. This is not even a joke. When you're looking for an apartment or something in Sweden, go,
oh, yeah, let's look at the apartments over here in Sweden and see what they have. If I can find a nicer two-bedroom. Oh, here's the one. This had no bombings.
Real estate agents are actually listing no bombings in their ads for rental properties in Stockholm. You would have thought that would have been like, I don't know, big news. Big news. But no. I love this. Swedish academic and researcher Göran Adamson told The Express, people are getting tired of it. You think maybe people might be getting a little tired of the bombing? So they did a survey. They did a study with all of the immigrants, the refugees over there in Sweden. 80% of these people who went to Sweden claiming to be running from, you know, whatever, a horrible regime, oppression, poverty, violence, whatever, 80% of those people go on vacation back to the country that they came from. Now, I don't know about you, but if I ever run away from a place because it's too violent, I'm certainly not going to go back there on vacation. When actually what we're finding out is they're trying to make Stockholm, Sweden just as violent as where they came from. That is unbelievable. Okay, let's get to Karen Bass real quick. So Karen Bass, the mayor of Los Angeles, the woman who got her rear end handed to her by Donald Trump. First of all, she said that people were going to be able to go back to their homes. Well, they can't go back to their homes. That was a big fat lie. Also, another thing that the mainstream media is not reporting. In order for you to go back to your home, you had to have an orange card to go back to your home. So they're not allowing people to go back to their homes. Now, Karen Bass has brought in an outside consultant for consultation on how to rebuild Palisades in California. An outside consultant. How much do you want to bet that they're going to make all of these 15-minute cities in California? That's going to happen. The days of the mansions are gone. They're going to build 15-minute cities in California. You watch, that's going to happen. Why not just let the people rebuild? No. And sometimes I amaze myself. I told you that in Western North Carolina, when it came time to start rebuilding, that they were going to put oppressive regulations on those people. And darned if I'm not right. Everything is considered a flood zone. You can't build back here, but we will gladly buy your land back from you at quote unquote fair market value. Oh, I'm sorry, you don't have a house on your property anymore. Yeah, you can't include that. Now they're going to be putting rules and regulations on how you can build out in California. Man, it's all a shell game. We'll be right back. It's the Charlie James Show, News Talk 98.9 WORD, the voice of the Carolinas.
All right, this is Rich. You know, we were just talking about the fires out there in Los Angeles and how Karen Bass is hiring an outside contractor to come in. Well, the L.A. County just passed a law.
This is good.
Now, Pacific Palisades, that's famous. People used to go on tours through Pacific Palisades. Just look at all the resplendent homes there. They're just the lovely, lovely houses they have there. Well, guess what? They just got Section 8ed. Now, a new law has come out and said that they have to rebuild with quote-unquote low-income housing. Oh, boy. I'm telling you what, those celebrities and the high muckety mucks, they're going to be moving out of Pacific Palace. Oh, they don't want to be around low income. Ew. Ew. They don't even go grocery shopping. They use DoorDash. Which, by the way, have you ever used DoorDash? Sounds interesting. Might do that. But they don't go to the grocery store. They don't go shopping. Oh, they might go to Rodeo Drive and go to some of the high-end shops, but they don't hang out with the ickies. Well, now the ickies are coming to them. Low-income housing in Pacific Palisades. There is going to be a mass exodus.
You almost cannot find a U-Haul in California, and that's not even joking. It is so hard to find a U-Haul in California because everybody's taking them out of the state. They're getting out of there. They're moving. They're going to Texas. They're going to Florida. Some of them are coming to South Carolina. I got some neighbors and good Christian folks that are in their right mind that came from California. And now they're here, but there's going to be a huge exodus in California. Speaking of huge exodi, I don't even know if that's a word, but still. Folks in the government, a lot of people are looking at leaving the government, and that is a good thing. Because I've told you before, if you took all of the federal employees and you put them in one state, that would be the third largest state in the nation. Number three, behind California, behind Texas, then you've got the state of federal employees. That's how many federal employees we have. Well, today, Trump has ruled that all federal employees have been ordered to delete their pronouns from their email addresses. So if you were like, Sarah Monsalvaci, he, her, she, her, he, him, whatever. That's gone. That's got to be out of there. You got to get rid of that. Not only that, President Trump has ordered that all federal employees can no longer work from home. They have to come into the office, and they have to do that by Thursday of next week. I think it's the 6th. They have to do it by the 6th. Yeah, Thursday of next week. And if they don't, they're fired. And he's also announced that, if you don't want to work for the federal government anymore, if it's just too taxing on you, we're going to give you a great deal. Quit. Resign. And we'll give you a lovely severance package, and you just go along your way. And this is so funny, because all he said was just send an email with the subject line, resign. And then you're gone. And it gets better than that. And it gets better than that. President Trump has also ruled today, or said today, stated today, that John Brennan and every single one of the 51 intelligence officials that signed that letter saying that Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation, not only have they had, look, folks, Lindsey Graham's got to be losing his mind, man. Lindsey Graham has had a bad week. You thought you had a bad week at work? Lindsey Graham is having a bad week at work.
a bad, what, 11 days now? President Trump pardoned the J6ers. He took away Pompeo's security detail, took away Bolton's security detail and security clearance. And now he has ordered that all 51 intelligence agents, not only did they have their security clearance stripped, but also he has ruled that John Brennan and all of those people are banned from federal offices. Federal office buildings. They can't even go in the building anymore. Oh, poor Lindsay. Man, you got to be having a rough week. So somebody just call Lindsey Graham's office and say, hey, how you doing? How you doing, Lindsay? Let's go to Jack in Gastonia. Jack, what are you doing with all that ammo, man?
Well, I'm just kind of curious. You remember back at the end of Obama's administration that you couldn't get 22 ammunition?
Yeah.
It was gone, buddy. I looked for it for a couple of months and couldn't get any.
Yeah. And what about now?
The word was that the Obama administration had bought it all up, and it had gone into all these different branches of government. And I'm just curious, what happened to it?
That's a real good question, because I remember when they were looking at hiring all of those IRS agents, they wanted them to be heavily armed.
Yeah.
Heavily armed.
With 22s.
Yeah, 22, right.
22
cal. Yeah. Well, don't knock the 22, Jack. I appreciate it, buddy. So let me just see something here. 22 long rifle, you can get it for about... Really? 3.5 cent? 3.5 cents around? Yeah, I'm looking at Ammo Seek, which is one of my favorite websites to go to look for ammo. Remington Thunderbolt, 22 long, 40 grain, 50 rounds for, really, $1.74 for 50 rounds of 22? That is a deal there, man. Yeah, I grew up on 22s. I loved my squirrel rifle when I was a kid. I really did. All right, PhD Weight Loss Talk Line, 800-950-989. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is exactly the same thing. Old Lindsay, shoot him in the head, Lindsay. You're right. Charlie, Trump's 10% tariff on China is on top of the 25% that he put in place before the end of his last term. Now China tariffs are at 35%. Yeah, if you are not hearing about that, starting tomorrow, well, I guess at midnight tonight, Canada has a 25% tariff placed on their goods. Mexico, same thing, 25%. And China, according to the statement today, a 10% tariff on him. Charlie, are the 50 banned from federal buildings also banned from federal courthouses? That I do not know. I don't know the specifics, but we did hear that they were banned from all federal buildings, so that might include that. All right, folks, we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back. It's the Charlie James Show. News Talk 98.9 WORD, the voice of the Carolinas.
It's Donald Trump. We're having a lot of fun doing a good show with Charlie.
Why, thank you, good sir. I do appreciate that. And you're doing a really great job yourself, Mr. President, trying to get all these criminal, illegal aliens out of the country. But there are still people out there that are trying to stop them. Still people out there. I read you that story yesterday about that morning host anchor out in L.A. Mm-mm-mm. Horrible. Horrible. Nowhere near as good as our own wonderful morning host, Tara Servatius, here at WORD. Well, this guy in Los Angeles was going on the air, and he was telling people where ICE was parked in unmarked cars. Now, he wasn't saying things like, hey, there's reports of ICE presence over there at 34 and Elm. He wasn't saying that. He was saying things like, ICE is at 34th and Elm, and they're in a black Dodge Caravan. They're in a white Toyota Camry. They're in a red Plymouth Charger, whatever it is. he was actually talking about and giving a description of the cars that the ICE agents were in. That is, to me, unacceptable. You're actually you're aiding and abetting illegals in escaping ICE. Listen to this woman. She's also doing the same thing, just in her own little twisted way.
Good morning. It's Thursday of the longest week of our lives. I'm out.
And by the way, this is a liberal woman. I just want you to imagine a liberal woman in your head, and that's exactly what she looks like. Here we go.
Out and about for about another hour. I've been out on around Redwood Road and kind of around 3300 South out into West Valley. Confirming tips if you have any. We haven't had any in real time this early, even though that's when they're active. But, you know, it's a big city. So, on that note, I'm going to be spending the weekend trying to figure out how to make this the most useful. I do want to be out and about, because if I can catch them filming, it has the potential to help someone's legal case. But I also want to make sure that I'm not wasting anybody's time doing this, including my own.
Well, hate to tell you, sweet cheeks, you are wasting your time. You are absolutely wasting your time. Let's go to Carrie and Marion and talk to him. Carrie, what is on your mind this evening?
Hey, Charlie, I was just thinking about something. They're not letting us build our houses back up here in Western North Carolina, but yeah. Thank God we got some rain to put the wildfires out.
Yeah, right.
But what mechanism are they going to use on us to do that? The UDO.
Ah, the Unified Development Ordinance. Yep, they're going to do that.
That's the exact mechanism they're using.
That is pretty.
I just wanted to remind y'all about that. So
yeah, I appreciate that. Yep, we gotta stop this. We gotta stop it. I appreciate you, Carrie. Thank you very much. We are also hearing. Oh my goodness. Let me find this real quick. Here we go. Here we go. All right, because finally we got a little good news coming out of Western North Carolina. Let me see if I can find this real quick. But we are hearing that in Western North Carolina, and all you folks need to listen to this because I'm not sure how it's going to work, but apparently Verizon and a former coach for North Carolina have gotten together and they are canceling millions of dollars in debt from some of these people in Western North Carolina. That's amazing. That truly is amazing. I hope this is true. We're hearing that from Nick Sorter up there in Western North Carolina. That is some absolutely astounding news that people like Verizon and other individuals are getting together to erase the debt of all these people. That's pretty amazing. All right, we still don't have all the information that we needed and still need. Oh my goodness, there's been another plane crash in Philadelphia. A plane has crashed into a mall. We don't have any more details other than that. We're seeing this coming in live from WTXV, TXF in Philadelphia. An aircraft has reportedly struck a mall there in Philadelphia. We'll give you the details on that. This is very early. Fire is on the scene. Police, of course, ambulances are on the scene. And that is all the information we have right now. But we've got to get more information about what happened in Washington, D.C. with this Black Hawk helicopter and this American Eagle flight. Because, folks, the more video that comes out, and we are seeing now even more video, different angles and things like that of this plane crash in Washington, D.C., and I'm sorry. I've had all these people explain all of this stuff to me about night vision goggles and about light pollution and all of that stuff. But this helicopter flew right into that plane. That's unbelievable. Even President Trump spoke about this today.
President, on the crash, do you have any concerns that your commentary about things you have described as common sense or your observations could in any way interfere with the thorough investigation of the crash?
No, I think they'll do an investigation. It'll probably come out the way I said it. I like to put it up front. I'm so tired of listening to things happen to our country, and then people say, we'll do an investigation, and 3 years later, they come out with a report that nobody looks at. Especially, not in all cases can you do that, but in this case, you know, you had a helicopter that was, the Black Hawk was too high. It was above the 200 limit by double. It shouldn't have been there. And there were some other mistakes made, too, and I pointed them out also, and I was right on all of it. But they'll still do an investigation just to check it out. But I think that's
what they're doing.
And he was right. I mean, this is a helicopter. So then you can take away all of the light pollution excuses. You can take away all of the night vision goggle excuses. This is a situation where that Black Hawk was flying twice as high as it was supposed to be flying. It was supposed to be flying right around 250 feet. It was flying at 500 feet. And it didn't look like to me in any of these videos that we saw, and you guys know this because you've seen it yourself, it does not look like that helicopter in any way tried to deviate its course. But there is going to be an investigation, and it's horrible. 61 people lost their lives, young people, ice skaters coming from a camp in Kansas, international ice skaters. This thing was just, it was an absolute tragedy, and it doesn't need to happen again. Charlie, bad things happen in threes. You're exactly right. So we had that plane crash in Washington. We got this plane crash in Philadelphia at the mall. Struck a mall, and there's some video of that happening as well. Good gracious. That is a big explosion. If you go online and you watch the video, that is a huge explosion. I wonder what kind of aircraft this was that struck this mall. But like the texter said, bad thing happened in threes. Charlie, you could also say that talking about that radio announcer in L.A., you could also say he was helping set up an ambush on the agents if any criminals were listening. That's exactly right. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, let's see. Charlie, if tariffs help war on drugs and illegal immigration, maybe it can help other issues too. Maybe. Exactly right. So, anyway, there you go. I'm not... I know it's been a good week in a lot of ways, and it's been a miserable week in a lot of ways, but we're going to take the weekend, and we will see you guys right back here on Monday. Once you have a fantastic weekend, we'll keep up on all the happenings for you and have it for you Monday afternoon. As always, we love you. God bless. Buckle up. Bye, y'all.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.